We'll go on to number 10, the Fish in South Dakota marketing plan. Nick, are you doing that one?
Yep, right here.
There, of course you are. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager, here to talk to you today about our Fishing South Dakota marketing plan. So I brought this to you a couple months ago, how we're really going to focus on getting more folks out on the water in South Dakota, which is probably my favorite thing to talk about. So that's why I love giving these updates. So now we're kind of a couple months into where we've been with this. So as I mentioned, kind of our first priority was to really focus on those non-resident anglers, coming out on the Missouri River, Glacial Lakes region, getting here in March, April. And those license sales, they look really strong. I mean, we did very well on the non-resident front, and even April was not the best month to be a fisherman and angler. I'll tell you that much. I did not get out on the water near as much as I wished I could because of the wind and weather that we were having. So to see those license sales strong, that's very encouraging. And I think some of the best things that we did to really showcase the fisheries we have across the state is Chris Hull here has met with every area fisheries supervisor from across the state, and they talked about the fisheries in their neck of the woods in depth, 50 minutes to an hour on every section. We had about 8,700 folks listen to those podcasts. So that was really great to see, to kind of give you a benchmark. Historically, those podcasts reach about 400 or 500 folks. And these ones, I think the least listened to one was 1,500. I mean, they were all ranging 1,500 to 2,200. So to see, you know, that type of increase that showed that interest was really there. And I think part of that is because they gave away a whole bunch of secret spots. So I encourage anyone that hasn't listened to these podcasts to go listen. I think Pulse fished most of them, if not all of them by now, but really a ton of great information in there, great conversations, and it was a great way to showcase what we have here to offer across the entire state, because, I mean, that's what makes South Dakota special is the diversity we have for fisheries, for shore fishing, boat fishing, fly fishing, ice fishing, the variety of species you can catch. I mean, that's what really makes this state special. In that, we also showcased our parks too. So as we talked about a certain area, we would look at some of those parks that they could go and camp at. With that going at the same time as reservations, that had really good timing for folks coming, planning their trips. So overall, very, very proud of how all of that went. Definitely things we'll build on as we move forward. And now let's kind of talk about that resident front, because now as May starts, really our summer fishing kind of kicks off with that Mother's Day free fishing weekend. We have that Sunday, free fishing and free park entrance licenses. We still have some work to do on the resident front. We still want to get more residents out on the water. But we're off to a good start with what we're doing for reaching out to them. Again, those podcasts went to all the residents as well. There was a great mix of folks listening. But then one thing I will give, Shayla's team a plug here too, especially in 2020, they put a lot of electronic resources together, how to clean a fish, basics for getting into fishing, storing fish, how to cast a fly rod. That one I should probably watch a couple times if I'm being honest. But I mean, there are some great resources out there for folks that maybe have 2 or 3 minutes and want to learn, and then that inspires them to get the water. So in May, we really started showcasing those, and that was really great to see, because when I go through all those views that we have on our YouTube channel, we're up about 27% for views. So that was really exciting to see. We know folks are using those resources. And then to piggyback off of that, so we also have our outdoor campuses on both sides of the state, and we have Shayla's team in the central part of the state. As we discussed a few months ago, we have the Fishing with Friends program that will be beginning right about now in June, and we are at 60 participants. So that was exactly where we wanted to be at, across Rapid City, Pier, and Sioux Falls. We're going to have 60 new anglers joining us, taking part in a three-part series where their first class will be kind of some basics, then they'll be hitting the water, and then that third class is really going to be putting it all together, going out, catching some fish, cleaning them. Paul and I were asked to assist with that in the Pier area, so I definitely recommend going to Sioux Falls or Rapid City audiences. They're probably going to get a higher quality lesson, but very excited to reach those new anglers, to have that opportunity out there. Just all those things we're doing to really recruit and reactivate those anglers across the state. On the other front, aquatic invasive species. So as we talk about fishing, we have to talk about what we're doing to be responsible with our waters. With all these fishing messages have been messages about aquatic invasive species and what folks can do to clean, drain, and dry. Another thing, I'll kind of speak to those video resources here. We saw about a 6% increase in those video views too. We have quite a few tutorial videos out there. How to check your boat for making sure everything's dry. How to make sure you're not transporting weeds, lowering your lower units. So making sure you're really cleaning, draining, and drying. And that's been subcontent on everything we've been doing to get that message out there. And lastly, I want to talk about something probably one of my favorite parts that has really helped get folks excited about fishing is we've been pretty fortunate to have 3 state record fish caught literally in about a two or three week span. So we had the state record flathead catfish come from the lower Missouri River right down by Sioux City. We reached 437,000 people on Facebook alone just with this giant catfish that this guy had. It was an absolute gigantic monster. We've got him in the boat. He's holding it. It's probably about the size of me in terms of length. I mean, the thing was a monster. When you get special stories like that, when you get special instances like that, I wish we could plan them. But I mean, the amount of excitement that folks get to get out and hit the water from those types of stories is really, really cool. And it really couldn't have come at a better time too, as we're really just getting excited for the summer months. And then to follow that up, we had the state record gizzard shad come from the pier area, which was bow fished, young angler under the age of 18. State record gizzard shad through the bow fishing category, monster gizzard shad. So when we think gizzard shad, we think of those little ones, but those adults, they get really big and those are what produce all those little ones. So to have an angler be able to harvest one of those is really, really neat. And then I think it was like 2 days later, we had the state record Atlantic salmon come in. So those were those fish that had been stocked, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago now. And now as folks are catching them, they're growing to those sizes. So to see those fish continue to grow and be caught by anglers, very cool to see. And these stories, I mean, all combining, they've really shaped to get people excited for what these summer months lie ahead. So as I said, very happy with where we are on the non-resident angler front. Still have some work to do on those residents, but with all this excitement and with those resources we're putting out there, There's if you want to go fishing in South Dakota, there's absolutely something to help you get out there. And there's tons of fisheries across the entire state for you within 15, 20 minutes from your home. And with that, I will take any questions.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Any other questions from Nick on his presentation? It's a good presentation. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.